There will be many of you here who remember Bishop Gerber, and there'll be a lot of you who are either too young or simply weren't born yet when Bishop Gerber was here. He came, if I remember rightly, in the fall of, or actually in December of 1976, and he stayed with us for about 5 years. During that time, Bishop Gerber made a 30-day silent retreat. I think he went somewhere in Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken. But when he came home from that retreat, he said something to me that has always kind of stuck in my mind. He said, never in his life had he been so aware of the presence of God as he was during that retreat. But then he added, and neither had he ever been so aware of the presence of the devil. An extended retreat like the one that Bishop Gerber made has often been seen as a way to go into the desert. Obviously not this desert of sun and sand, but the desert of silence. The desert of removing the clutter from our lives. And it has been seen as a time that we can focus on the reality of God's presence in our lives, but also focus on the reality of how Satan and sin is trying to attack us. Both of those realities are very true. It isn't just that God is present to us on retreat and that the devil is working on us while we're on retreat. No, that's going on all the time. It's just that we have to sometimes stop and focus on it so that we can become aware of what's happening in our lives. When we're not so preoccupied with all the things we have to do, all the clutter and the noise of our lives, then we can become more focused on God and more focused on the struggle that is going on between good and evil within our lives. That is why the church gives us the season of Lent. It is meant to be, in a sense, going into the desert, trying to simplify our lives, to unclutter our lives, so that we can try to focus more on God's presence and that struggle that goes on between good and evil in the lives of each one of us. Now, each one of us is very different. And so sin and Satan tries to attack us in different ways. You know, some, we struggle with things like greed or pride or selfishness. Others struggle with lust. Others struggle with anger, with an unforgiving heart, with hatreds. Each of us has our own unique struggle, and our temptations can be very different. And we need to become very aware of that struggle that goes on within us so that we can resist the work of Satan. And we can open our lives up more and more to the power of God and what God is trying to do in our lives. Now, while the temptations we suffer may be very different, the road to victory is the same for each one of us. The road to victory is what St. Peter talks about in that second reading. It is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That for each one of us is the road to victory. I'd like to go to the first reading now. Noah. We know the story. You know, the world was so sinful that God kind of gave up on him except for Noah and his family. So he tells Noah to build the ark. And Noah does it, and there's a huge flood, and life is destroyed except for what is in the ark. And through that flood, sin is destroyed, and goodness prevails. It prevails in the family of Noah. Now, if we go to the second reading, St. Peter is telling us that that is a prefiguring of baptism. That just as the waters of the flood destroyed sin, so the waters of baptism destroy sin. But there is a difference. The flood destroyed the sinners. Baptism preserves the sinner, but destroys the sin. Noah rode to victory through the wood of the ark. We ride to victory on the wood of the cross. But the cross does not destroy us. Instead, we are united through baptism to the dying and rising of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sinful hearts are transformed if we open our lives up to the power of Christ Jesus. And we share in his great victory over sin and death. We have no way of saving ourselves. But in Christ Jesus, we can be saved. We are saved. I'd like to go back further now. Let's go back to Adam. Adam and Eve in the garden. There's another reality there that we need to look at. When Satan tempted Adam and Eve, what did he say to them? He said, if you will eat of the fruit that God has forbidden you to eat, you will become like gods, and you will know what is good and what is evil. I think that's a very telling statement for us to look at today. Because we are tempted in the very same way. We too want to be like gods. We want to tell ourselves what is good and what is evil. We don't want God to tell us what's good and what is evil. We want to be the deciders of that. You know, that's the philosophy that I encounter so much today. Of people saying, well, as long as I think it's okay for me to do that. If you don't think it's okay, that's fine. You don't have to do it. Or I remember many years ago having a discussion with some engaged couples. It was an engaged encounter. And somebody had asked me a question, and I tried to answer it, and in the back of the room, a girl pops up and says, Father, we all have our own morality. In other words, there is no right or wrong. It's just whatever I think is right or wrong. But there's no objective standard of what's right and wrong. That's making ourselves into gods. That's wanting to try to determine for ourselves what is good and what is bad. And that is a very strong temptation that our world today has. The church gives us this Lenten season as a time to look at where does evil attack us in our lives? What is it that sin and Satan wants to do to destroy us? What is it that is pulling us away from sharing in the very life of God? God is present. And God wants to win the victory for us. But we have to come to Jesus, his Son. Because the wood of the cross and the church that has been built from that cross is our way to victory. We must ride in that We must cling to that one. We must cling to the one who gave himself on the cross and arose to new life. Lent calls us to that, to renew our commitment to Christ Jesus, to renew our efforts, to remove the obstacles from our lives so that we can become one with him. And being one with him, we can share his victory over sin and death.